Nell Braden is with us. We're going to be speaking to her in a wee second.
Last night I dreamt I was floating with you. The river so deep and the sky perfect blue. If we leave behind the dust in the sky, from the sound of sirens, the city will rise. Hold your hand in mine, we'll swim against the tide. From the sound of sirens, love will survive.
Brilliant stuff. Nell Braden and Sarens, how you doing? You're in again.
Yeah, I'm in again. I feel like I was just here, honey.
Yeah, I know. I was on the phone to Kathy this morning. She says, when was Nell last in?
It was just September.
Oh, yeah, just September.
Obviously, I can't stay away from you at Belfast.
Yes, a lot of water has passed under the bridge. By the way, you must be pleased with the uptake on Sarens.
Because it
has featured in so many blogs and everything else, and people name checking it. I know.
You know what? And that song, even though it was a really hard song for me to write, it took me a long time to get around to it because it was obviously about my experiences in New York on September 11th. And that song, though, was the reason that I'm on this tour now with Gary Barlow, because he heard that as he was driving in his car, and he said he had to pull the car right over and find out who it was. And the next thing I knew, I got offered the tour and he was playing on an X Factor. So, I mean, you know,
that hold on, now there's my next couple of questions gone, right? you know, how do you end up on tour with like Gary Bottom?
You know what? The old fashioned way. So many times these things happen through management or record labels. It has nothing to do with the artist or their choice of what they want.
Yeah, your record company pays for you to be on a tour.
That's
with
exactly
someone.
It. Yeah. People don't understand this, but there's usually a buy on for the support. You have to pay all this money to get on. And in this case, it was really the old fashioned, wonderful way of Gary heard the song. He didn't know who I was, and we certainly didn't have any connection, and he just ended up tweeting about it and writing me directly and saying, you want to do the tour.
That is brilliant.
I know. I was like, let me think about it. Yeah.
But that is terrific that it can still work in that romantic way.
I know. And it is romantic, actually, because it's music like picked by musicians wanting to play with other musicians. And I think that's maybe why it's been such a family
affair.
When they're
making the film of your life, you know, there'll be this scene, Gary Barlow driving, rain-swept night, the windscreen wipers.
Has to pull over.
He's in a terrible mood. A song comes on, and hallelujah.
Do you want to direct the film? Because I feel like you have a vision.
I've already got it. I know what's going to happen. You know.
Yeah. No, but he's been so lovely, and you know, he asked me to do a duet with him. So every night we're doing a duet during his set, and he's really taken me under his wing. It's different than just a regular support. I feel like he's really kind of pulled me into the Barlow mix.
But that is great, because I was following you on Twitter and you were saying that, I remember, very excited, we're going to do Fairy Tale of New York together.
Yeah, I know, right?
But as you say, normally the support act, you've been bought on by a record company. You weren't my pick. I would have had somebody else.
I would have had someone else.
Stay in your dressing room.
Exactly. I don't want to talk to you.
Don't be in the corridor when I'm in the corridor.
I know,
but as you say, it's all you're going on stage with him.
I know,
and
he's the kind of guy where he's about to go on to thousands of screaming fans and he's like, oh, you're right now. Everything okay? Everything working for you? It's like, honey, I'm fine.
That's unheard of.
Yeah. Well, really. He's a very gracious guy. Everybody's always asking for dirt on him. And to be honest, there's none. I mean, he's amazing.
That's what I was going to ask. My wife my wife loves him.
I know.
Absolutely loves him.
I know. Well, the ladies, you should hear the tenor of the screams at the concerts every night is distinctly treble.
But, so Fairy Tale of New York, Gary's not my automatic choice for Shane McGowan.
Shane McGowan, I know. Yeah. You wouldn't think. It was a bit of a stretch, but it worked out. It's great.
Yeah. Are you going to do it tonight? I know Christmas and all's gone, but
it is.
You're
Christmas
in Belfast
gone,
and people will be.
Oh, I know. He would kill for it, but I think he's been told that it's bad form after Christmas, after a year. So we're back to his song, Like I Never Loved You Before.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's from a Take That album. And that's great.
They will
too.
Still be standing and stamping their feet.
Oh,
we
man.
Want Fairy Tale. We want Fairy Tale. You know?
Well, maybe they'll revolt tonight and we'll
so
do too.
So, how many gigs did you do then with Gary before Christmas?
I think I've done about, I was doing some with Jules Holland as well.
Yeah.
So, the two together was about 18 or 19 shows pre Christmas. And there's another 19, I think, to go.
Yeah.
So.
Because, Twitter is a lot to do with this. Every time I sort of saw your tweets, I was like, does this woman ever take a rest?
No. Yeah. This word rest that you speak of, how do you spell it and what does it mean? I don't know.
Did you get home for a while?
Yeah, I did. Actually, I'm being a little facetious because I managed to get home to New York for a few days over Christmas.
A few days.
Well, I mean, Christmas Day, I had takeout Chinese food and packed the suitcase and got on a plane. So it was hardly the family roast. But it was still worth it to be back in the city. I mean, New York is still my spiritual home. I was born and raised in Brooklyn and I'm still living in Greenwich Village. For 12 years I've been in the same place and it just, you know, nothing thrills me like coming home and seeing the skyline, as you're driving in from JFK.
Was it very important that you got home even just for a few days?
Yeah. At this point in my life, it's I've been through so many stresses in this business and I've been away from home so many times. And even though I love it, you know, you got to get back to your family. You got to get back to your roots.
Yeah. But then you're working so hard when you're away as well.
Yeah, I know. But I have a good team around me now and I love what I do. I mean, there have been moments when it wasn't always like this, but I did it anyway. And now actually things are going pretty well. So let's not tempt the fates. Let's just keep going.
Yeah. Now, the record industry, for those who don't know, has changed drastically the last 10 or 20 years.
Yeah.
It used to be an artist like you would get a development deal.
I know.
And
throw all this money at you.
They throw this money and say, listen, we're going to finance 3 albums.
Yep.
We think...
Yep.
We'll have it in 3 albums.
Right.
You will be launched and you'll be up on a pedestal.
Exactly.
And you'll be selling 1 million albums by album number 3.
Exactly.
But record companies don't spend money like that anymore.
No, I know. And I've had an uphill battle in terms of the record labels. I've never done a proper record deal. I mean, the last one I was in a licensing deal, but I recorded the whole album on my own. And this time I've started my own record label, but I'm putting it out through Warner Music. So, you know, I mean, it's kind of like I'm the little guy fighting the system, but because of all the touring and because of the radio play, people, you know, are thinking that I'm like a major label artist, but it's actually, you know, me and my team out there fighting using the limited resources that we have.
How long can you go on doing what you do?
Until I fall over. Yeah. Let's just put it that way.
Because there doesn't seem to be any middle ground. The record companies are taking, if you like, One Direction type acts.
Yeah,
boy bands.
Yeah.
Or we girl rappers.
I know.
But there's no in between.
There isn't, and I think that that's where, you know, things like Twitter comes in and having really great fans, because they're the ones that keep it alive. And it's funny, the record labels have been the least important part of my career and probably the most detrimental in many ways.
Yeah.
So for me, it's been the fans, the radio play, and the support from, like, just going around regionally. I mean, I've come to Belfast so many times. I've got, like, old friends like you here now, and
yes.
That's how you have a career. I mean, I'm not going to be an X Factor overnight success. We've all sort of figured this out long ago. but you know, as long as I am still able to do this 30 years from now, and it's sort of my choice whether I'm doing it or not, then I think I've won.
Yeah, well, yeah, you're right. But and you do have a loyal fanatical following. I mean, you really do.
A bit of a coffin and ahem there.
You know, but you do. I mean, again, this is all, you'll see this on Facebook and various blogging sites and everything else. You do, fans who are your fans are 100%.
Yeah, they're 100%.
Love you,
So I'm very lucky that way. I know they really support me. It's great.
Look, we're having a bit of a David Bowie today. We're going to be playing song because it's his birthday.
It's Elvis's birthday and David Bowie. Today is a very special day.
So we'll be playing tunes throughout the day. Do you have a favorite Bowie song?
Oh, I mean, which one am I going to pick? We were just talking about this in the break. Obviously, Rebel is just one of those ones that makes you just want to get all rock and roll. China Girl is, I love that. Anything from Hunky Dory. Hunky Dory was just one of those, just one of those albums.
Really?
You know what I mean?
No, that's good. Well, that's enough to be going on
with. Annie is a fine-looking man. I mean, hello.
At 66.
Hello. You know? Seriously. Yeah. Not bad.
Yeah. Elvis would have been 78 today.
Yeah. Well, that's amazing.
And that's mad. I mean,
have you ever been to Graceland?
No.
Have you? I went, but it was like really, really hot out, and I was alone. I had my dog in the car, so I just stayed at the gates and kind of took a picture.
And
yeah, that was all I could manage.
I will go to Graceland, and I want to stand with my mates and do the Spinal Tap.
I know. That's funny. I do want to see the Jungle Room, though. I mean, that's got to be one of those things.
Yeah.
But
listen, what time are you on tonight? Someone's texting. We don't want to miss. No.
I've been going on a little earlier, so like get there for, I think doors are at 7. I think I'll be on at 7:20.
Yeah. Okay, so 20 past 7,
cool,
folks.
I'm glad there's people
don't
coming.
Be missing it. Oh,
come,
yeah,
cheer,
listen,
cheer,
they,
cheer.
The number of people have contacted me saying, you know, they are going. So,
oh, great.
So it's not as if you're trying to convert a Gary Barlow audience. You know.
Which you don't mind doing, but it's always nice when there's actual Nell Braden fans there.
Yes,
so.
Exactly. Okay, Nell, you're going to sing us a song. What are you going to do?
Well, I mean, we're talking about all this stuff about getting out there in the music business and making your dreams happen. So this is the title track from the album. It's called Shake the Tree. And the number one message is in 2013. If you have something you want to get happening, you don't just wait for the fruit to fall from the tree. You go up there and you shake it and make it happen.
Good stuff.
Maybe I'll never find you, or maybe you are here. Maybe I'm locked inside you, behind a veil of fear. Why should I be patient? Why do I take time? Why do I keep waiting here behind? Gonna shake that tree till all the fruit come down. Gonna shake that tree till all the fruit come down. Gonna shake it till the roots come out the ground. Gonna shake that tree till all the fruit come down. There's a fever inside of me, gotta reach out and set it free. Oh, gonna make you fall. Oh, can you feel it? I gotta break love. Shake that tree to get to you. Oh, gonna make you fall. And I won't wait, no, I won't wait no more. Afraid of my conviction, afraid of what it takes, afraid of being haunted by the ghosts of my mistakes. But I won't live forever, and I won't live a lie.
Gonna shake that tree till all the fruit come down. Gonna shake that tree till all the fruit come down. Gonna shake it till the roots come out the ground. Gonna shake that tree till all the fruit come down. There's a fever inside of me, gotta reach out and set it free. Oh, gonna make you fall. Oh, can you feel it? I gotta break love out and find my truth. Shake that tree to get to you. Oh, gonna make you fall, and I won't wait, no, I won't wait no more. I'm gonna shake that tree till all the fruit come down. Gonna shake that tree till all the fruit come down. Gonna shake it till the roots come out the ground. Gonna shake that tree till all the fruit, all the fruit come down. There's a fever inside of me, gotta reach out and set it free. Oh, gonna make you fall. Oh, can you feel it? I gotta break love out and find my truth. Shake that tree to get to you. Oh, gonna make you fall, and I won't wait, no, I won't wait no more. Oh, I won't wait, no, I won't wait no more. Oh, I won't wait, no, I won't wait no more.
Brilliant, Neil. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Johnny. It's great to see you again.
So you're Waterfront Hall tonight with Gary Barlow. You're on about 20 past seven.
Yep.
Any other gigs in your own right in the near future?
Well, yeah, I've got my own headline tour with my band after that. Sadly, we're not coming to Belfast, which I think is a devastating mistake.
Yes, terrible.
An onerous one by my team, and I will have words.
Do. Very well put. Neil, thank you very much.
Thank you so much, dearie.